806 on the steel bridge, heading inbound.
Hey, 806, my apologies. We were training up here today. My my trainee was getting information for, I believe it was an on-the-job injury earlier. What day did this happen?
This was on Saturday, and I may have exceeded some kind of limitation. I'm not sure. I'm all new. I don't do workers' comp usually. I mean, we have benefits already. I was trying to just get some information about it.
No, that's not a problem. I just want to make sure that we do back report it. So if you are reporting it now, I am going to generate an asset. I want you to fill out a report of injury like my partner had told you earlier. What block were you driving that day?
1401, I tripped on the sidewalk and came down. I think I might have cracked a rib or something, but you know how cracked ribs are. It kind of just hurts when you breathe and all that kind of stuff. But so I came down hard on the pavement down there right in front of the break room. I was, the lights were all out that day and cars were flying through there. I was kind of trying to get across the street and crashed down onto the sidewalk.
Okay, and you said the break room, so I'm assuming this happened over at 94th and Foster?
Right, just as you're, you know, going from the bus over to the break room there at the layover.
Not a problem. I do appreciate your patience. I just am collecting information because when you do fill out a report of injury, we just have to document that you did call it in, even though it was a couple days later. So, great. I will go ahead and get this information done. I hope you feel better. Make sure you fill out a report of injury. And, what time of day do you think this happened at?
I think that would be probably... You know, it was in the afternoon. It was still light out, so I started I would say sort of like probably between 2 and 5, something like that. I mean, I could actually look at the paddle and probably delimit that pretty doggone precisely, to tell you the truth, because it's, you know, at my layover, so.
Nope, totally understand. That's actually what I'm going to do now. All right, great. Like I said, do that report of injury, and I hope you have a good night, and I hope you feel better.
So just to be clear, you think that's a good idea, though, to just put in a report for that as opposed to just relying on my medical insurance? I mean, it's different in some way.
I think there is nothing wrong with if something happened while you were working. I think that the best way to go forward would be to initially report as a report of injury because that's what happened, right? So all you're doing is covering yourself. Either way, whether you go through, you know, workman's comp or insurance, you're still going to be covered to some degree, but at least with the workman's comp, you know, it's completely covered. And if you end up getting, if you end up having to mark off because of this, you know, then that gets covered too, whereas the other way it wouldn't.
Well, that was that was kind of why I called in, because I was thinking that as opposed to just general insurance with the comp, that's not time loss, is it, or is it?
Correct. You know, as long as you file the reports correctly and you go through, you know, Corvell and all that, that would definitely not count against you, of course, you know. So that's why we always want you to report that stuff right away. You never know. It's just like an accident, right? Like if you think you're fine and then a couple days later you're not fine, at least you're covered.
All right. Well, send me that asset and I'll work that. I'll work up when I get back to the garage in a little bit. Thank you very much.
Hey, not a problem. And just to be clear, it's not going to be a regular operator's report. It's going to be a report of injury.